And you feel that your agitation has something to do with the phrase, with the words themselves? Restoration, republic, like they're on a loop. You said yourself that you're waiting for your memory to be restored.
Jadak considered it. What about the rest of it? He worked his jaw.
It's beginning to get to me.
Bazant moved her headtails behind her shoulders.
I warned Sampa this might happen.
What might happen?
That post-traumatic stress might engender a form of dissociative disorder, feelings of depersonalization accompanied by severe anxiety and depression. It's likely there are underlying organic factors as well.
She gestured to the display screen.
Your brain imaging shows damage to the hippocampus and amygdala.
Jadak glanced at the display. I know starship engines, Doc, not brains, and I don't really care about the cause.
I just need to know if I can be fixed. There are drugs, but I'd caution against using them.
What do you suggest? Twice weekly sessions with you?
Even if that were possible, I'm not sure how much help I could be.
You're booked that far in advance, huh?
No, Captain. The fact is, you're being released.
Jadak sat up straight in the chair. When?
Soon. Your body is healthy, your legs are healed. Aurora specializes in rejuvenation, not rehabilitation. There's really nothing more we can do for you.
Then why was I brought here to begin with? Her eyes shifted slightly.
You'd have to direct that question to Dr. Sampa.
Sampa's too busy to see me. Jadak rested his forearms on his thighs and leaned toward Bazant.
Just tell me about the accident and who's really been paying for my care. Abroa Sky stores data on just about everything in the galaxy, but nobody at Aurora can tell me a single thing about what landed me here.
Bazant regarded him, her expression softening.
One moment.
Rising, she went to her desk and tapped a code into the control pad.
I've turned off the security cams,
she said when she returned to the chair.
Captain, believe it or not, I'm as curious as you are to learn what landed you at Aurora. Dr. Sampa has treated you like a special project for the past 40 years, ever since he joined Aurora's staff.
40 years? Where was I the first 22?
I don't know. None of us knows.
Except Sampa. She nodded.
Except Sampa.
Insomnia had allowed Jadak to familiarize himself with the routines of the night shift nurses and droids and security personnel. He had a window of opportunity to make his move while the staff were getting the rundown on newly admitted patients and receiving updates on existing ones. The beauty of Building 1 was that most of the security details were posted outside. Once inside, clients were allowed to roam about freely, to the entertainment rooms and dining areas, the libraries and workout centers. And the med and maintenance droids were programmed to keep a low profile and refrain from speaking unless spoken to. Sampa's office was on the 14th floor and overlooked the rear gardens. The broad corridors leading to it were dimly illuminated and empty, except for floor-polishing droids. Using the same code he had seen Bazant enter into the desk pad, Jadak deactivated the surveillance cams and tricked Sampa's office door into opening with a device he had cobbled together from parts liberated from the bank of monitoring machines in his own room. Once he had deactivated the waiting room cams, he entered Sampa's personal office and did the same. Raising the lighting a bit, he took a long look around